Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, you know, as we age, your metabolism goes down just a little bit. And yes, it's a bummer, ladies, but you don't necessarily have to let it go down quite as much as you might think. But you want to know, what is it that gets it up the most? Is it exercise? Is it B vitamins? Do you need more iron? Do you need to eat better? Maybe it's a combination of all of those things. My guest is Dr. Rami Block. She's an endocrinologist and metabolism, specializing in metabolism. And Dr. Arielle Levitan. She's a doctor of internal medicine with an interest in women's health and preventive medicine. Welcome to the show, ladies. So let's talk about metabolism. Dr. Block, I'm going to go to you first. Because you specialize in metabolism, tell us, what do you think is the most important thing for women as we age and our metabolic, you know, processes slow down just a little bit? What do you think is the single best thing to get our metabolism up?
Ironically, I think it's sleep. I think that as we age, that we actually probably do not get enough good quality sleep, and that a lot of the metabolism research and focus is all about how when you get good quality sleep and you sleep for over 7 hours, that you actually start to regulate those hormones that regulate your weight.
Okay, so, you know, sleep, it's absolutely one of my favorite things in the world. It really is. I love to nap. I love to go to bed early. And Dr. Levitan, you have children, so you know how important sleep is. And what else? If Dr. Levitan, if you had to pick between exercise and the food that we eat that burns things and gets our metabolism up, which would you choose?
Well, I think like Dr. Block mentioned, sleep is important, but I also agree that what we consume makes a big difference, because I think that we need the right sources of energy so that we can not only feel good and energetic, but I think in order to exercise or in order to embark on, say, trying to lose weight through exercise, I think you have to feel energetic, and I think people get into a vicious cycle where they're fatigued because they're either not getting enough sleep or they're not consuming the nutrients that they need to maintain their energy. And I think what we often see in our practices is that people feel poorly because they are deficient in certain things, such as iron, B vitamins, vitamin D, which I know we touched on before. And people may not realize that lacking in those nutrients then lead to them feeling poorly, and they don't want to exercise because they don't feel energetic enough to do so. So I think if you can address those needs, then you can actually build up the stamina and the motivation to start taking better care of yourself all around.
Absolutely. And really, there are some foods, and Dr. Block, maybe you can jump in on this, some foods that actually do increase your metabolism and help burn a little bit. Do you think that food can do it? Do you think we need to supplement as a nation because it's just not in our food anymore?
I do. I think there are some foods that can absolutely help you target increased metabolism, you know, superfoods. I think there's things that have lean proteins in it, legumes, beans, and also even things that like eggs and avocado that have natural fats that also help increase your metabolism and actually make you feel more satisfied with food, so that it's actually easier even to include a healthier diet because you're including those natural fats to help you boost.
Okay, so there are those superfoods you mentioned, avocado, things with the healthy fats. We know that we like, you know, our fish oil and things that come in salmon and sardines and, you know, herring and anchovies and all these wonderful foods. And then legumes, you mentioned those. When these foods are put together, if we are a really healthy eater, do you think we need vitamins, Dr. Block?
I think sometimes you do still are missing some things. There are some things, but that we have transformed by our incredibly picking the right foods. And I think that then there's some issues with genetically modified foods, that we're just missing some nutrients from our healthy vegetables, as well as the fact that we're not eating things like red meat. And there's some vitamins and such that you can't really get from foods. Vitamin D is incredibly difficult to be getting from natural food sources. You know, wild salmon is probably one of the largest sources of vitamin D, and yet it's expensive, difficult to get, and how much salmon can you really be eating? So some of these things you do still need to actually supplement outside of the diet.
And Dr. Levitan, we always hear that the B vitamins are so much better for men. They can, you know, delay the onset of dementia and all of these things, but they really are also involved in metabolism. And for women, these are important as well. So tell us where these vitamins play a role in our metabolic, you know, women say, oh, I've got metabolic syndrome, or maybe they do. You know, maybe they have a thyroid thing. Maybe something is slowing them down. But what role do these B vitamins play in our metabolism? How can we use them to give ourselves that extra boost?
So, well, I'm going to answer your question in two parts, Melanie. First off, in addressing the B vitamins, I think that we need B vitamins for energy. B vitamins are essential for the function of our nerves. So if you're deficient in B vitamins, people often experience that as a lack of energy, as fatigue, as different neurologic type symptoms, for example, dementia, as you mentioned, or even more subtle things like numbness, tingling, you know, feeling like electric shocks in your leg. Those are all symptoms of B vitamin deficiency. So if you're not getting enough, then, you know, it's essential to supplement them, and they're not found as readily in our food sources as we would like. And then the second part to your question regarding thyroid and its role in energy, I think that that is very important to address. I think that we touched earlier on iodine, and iodine is essential to support your thyroid so it functions optimally. However, you don't want to overdo it. So finding the right balance in an iodine supplement is very important. And what we have found over the years is that we aren't getting as much iodine because many of the food products that are fortified with iodine we're avoiding because they're not good for us in other ways, you know, like excessive amounts of iodized salt. Well, the sodium isn't good for us, so people are shying away from that, which is great. It just means that we need to make sure we're getting iodine from another source. And if you can do that, then you can support your thyroid and make sure that that's functioning optimally. Because if your thyroid isn't functional, then your metabolism is going to slow way down and you're going to feel terrible. So that those are very important things roles that I think vitamins can play for all of us.
Well, they can. And Dr. Block, I'm going to give you almost the last word. We have about a minute and a half here. So to boost our metabolism, you mentioned sleep, you know, which is very interesting. And we all know exercise. That's my gig there. We know exercise can help. So give us your best advice for using, whether it's supplements or food, getting magnesium, B vitamins, vitamin D, whatever it is, to get our metabolism up so that we can have more energy.
You know, I think it's a combination of everything you said. The exercise, strength-building exercises that increase your muscle and the oxygen intake, the getting your energy up, the increased quality of your sleep so that you help boost your metabolism, plus these superfoods that we alluded to, and then, of course, these missing vitamins that we are not necessarily getting in our diet to be able to figure out which ones we need so that we can be supplementing them in addition to all these other things will globally in a slow but very steady, strong fashion improve people's energy and overall health and probably, you know, between 3 and 6 months of starting a new plan. I think that's also one of the most important things for patients to, or, you know, in general for people to realize is that this is a slow process to feeling your best, and that it doesn't happen in over a day or over a week, that it really is a continued 3 to 6 month lifestyle change as a global perspective and kind of improving your overall health.
Absolutely. And right here on Train Your Body with the American College of Sports Medicine, that is what we talk about, and it is what our experts discuss. And Dr. Levitan, tell us where we can find out more about you and Dr. Block.
If you go to VooVitamin, V-O-U-S, vitamin.com, you can find out how to get a personalized multivitamin that's tailored to your individual needs and addresses your specific concerns in relationship to your lifestyle.
Well, it certainly is all about our own lifestyles and ourselves. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.